Listen up. No fluff, no soft talk, no bullshit today. We're going to get straight to it. Masculinity is under attack. If you're a man trying to live your God-given strength, leadership, or purpose, the world wants you to shut up. They want you to sit down, and they want you to be a nice little obedient boy. They're calling masculinity toxic, like it's a disease that needs fixing. But here's the harsh truth. They're not just coming after the bad parts of masculinity. No, they're not. They are going after the whole damn. This is not by accident either. The world has an agenda. They want to strip away everything that makes us men. Why? Because strong men scare them. Strong men do not bow. Strong men do not fold. Strong men stand up, and they stand up and fight. And that terrifies the hell out of those that are in power. Welcome to Renegades, Men of Faith and Fortitude. I am your host, as always, Preacher Joe. And today, we are hitting on something that has been burning in my gut for quite some time already. Right? Is masculinity lost? I want you to look around. Right? Society is doing everything that it can to erase what it means to be a man. They are trying to make us ashamed of who we are. And you know what? Way too many men have bought into that lie that their strength is something that they need to apologize for. In this episode, it's not about playing nice. This is a call to action. I'm drawing a line in the sand today. We are going to be breaking down why the world is coming after masculinity, why manhood is a threat to this broken system, and why it is time for us to stand the hell up. Before we dig in, let me ask you, why do you think society is so hell-bent on tearing down masculinity? Good question. Think about that for a minute. Do you really believe that it is just about toxic traits, or is there something deeper going on? If this is hitting you right in the gut, hit that subscribe button, drop a comment, and share this episode with another brother who needs to hear it. And if you're ready to stand up as a man of faith, check out my book, Man of Faith and Fortitude, Redefining Masculinity in Christ. It is real, it's raw, and it'll wake you up to what it means to live with faith and fortitude. All right. Let's get into it. By the way, it's in Barnes & Noble and on Amazon. Here we go. I forgot to throw that in there. So let's get going. Masculinity is not just under attack, right? It is being torn apart piece by piece. And I'm not making this up. Come on, Preacher Joe, what are you talking about? See, mainstream media is literally calling for the end of traditional masculinity. Just look at the Washington Post. They published an article titled, Men Are Lost. Here is a map out of the wilderness. In it, the author, Christine Emba, is not just talking about toxic traits, right? He's talking about masculinity as a whole. Society wants to fix men. What do we need fixing for? But society wants to fix men by making us softer, more compliant, and more controllable. Think about that for a minute, folks. This is not about making men better. It is about erasing what makes us men in the first place. This is not just a cultural movement. This is an all-out agenda to change what it means to be a man. And let me be clear. When men stop being men, when we stop walking with authority, and when we stop walking in leadership that God has given us, society falls apart. Let's look at Babylon. It was one of the greatest empires in history, and it fell. Why? Because their men lost their way. And now we are headed down the same road. I've always said that America is the modern-day Babylon, right? See, they want us weak, they want us confused, and they want us lost. They want us to just fall in line and do whatever that we're told, like little puppies. You know, they want to take away our identity so that we no longer know who we are or what we stand. But here's the thing, brother. When we know who we are dangerous. Men who know their identity in Christ, men who walk in their God-given authority, do not bend to the world's bullshit. We are warriors, folks. We are protectors. We are leaders. And that scares the hell out of the system that wants to control us. See, this is not just about culture. It is about spiritual war. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 lays it down. We are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against the powers of darkness. And what better way for the enemy to win than to turn strong men into passive shit? When men stop fighting and stop protecting, the enemy walks right in and takes over. But here's the truth, folks. The strength that God gave you is not toxic. It is a weapon. It is a tool meant to build, to protect and defend everything good and right in this world. God made us men. I'm not going to apologize for that. He didn't make us weak, apologetic shells. No. So why the hell are we apologizing for being strong? Why are we letting the world convince us that our strength is a problem? Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 states, so God created man in his own image. Male and female, he created them. There is power in that difference. And when men stand in that power, society shifts, folks. That is what they're scared of. That's what they're scared of. That is why they are doing everything they can to tear down masculinity. You see, back in 2003, when I was in Iraq, right? I saw this truth with my own eyes. I was standing in the great fallen city of Babylon, right? Looking at the ruins of what was once the mightiest empire on the planet. You know why Babylon fell? I'm going to reiterate that, folks. It was not because they were not strong. It was because their men lost their way. They stopped leading. They stopped protecting. And they let the world tell them how to live.
And their empire crumbled.
That is where we are headed right now. Right this moment, that's where we're headed. I see it in all men around. Guys who have been beaten down by the lies of society. They have lost their purpose. They are walking around like zombies. Spiritually castrated. Not even knowing who the hell they are anymore.
And listen, I've been there too.
There was a time in my life when I thought that I had to apologize for being strong, right? But God did not make me to apologize for who I am. He made me to stand up and to lead. Got that? We need men today. Get back to that. Stop bowing to the world, folks. Stop letting society tell you what a man is. A real man does not need validation from the world. A real man does not need validation from the world. Why? Because he already has it from God. They want men softer, weaker, and more confused. And more confused about their purpose. But when men lose their way, the whole world suffers. Just like in Babylon. Just like in Babylon. Just like today. See, the bottom line, God created men to be strong for a reason. If we lose that, we lose every single thing that we've worked for. Let us get real about why this has happened. It is because godly masculinity is a threat to the agenda running this world. It's a threat to the agenda running this world. Ephesians, I'm going to reiterate Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, say, and it says it straight, folks. We're not fighting against people. This is a spiritual battle. And when men stand strong in their God, when men stand strong in their God-given identity, when we know that we are warriors, we are leaders and protectors, we become targets. The enemy will do whatever it takes to neutralize. This ain't about equality. It's about control. When men stop being men, society falls apart. That is the plan. That is why, that is what is playing out. That's what's playing out right in front of our eyes. They want men confused, right? They want us to be weak, silent, and dependent. But I got something to tell you, we're not. Because that's not what God called us. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 lays it out. So God created man in his own image. Male and female, he created them. He made us different for a reason. There is power in our masculinity. And that is why the world is trying to kill it. Here's what we need to understand, right? This is not just a cultural war. It's a spiritual warfare. The enemy has one goal, and that is to destroy anything and everything God created and called good. Think about it. God created man. He created woman. And he created the family. He put all of that in one place, and it was perfect. The enemy cannot stand that. He knows that if he can tear down men, destroy families, and break apart the very foundation of what God set into motion, he can take control. Look at what is happening right now, especially to the nuclear family, what's been happening to the nuclear family, right? Fathers are absent. Mothers are left to carry the load on their own. Kids are growing up without a role model, without discipline, without the protection and leadership that God designed, Father. God designed fathers to provide. This is not just about tearing down masculinity. This is about dismantling God's entire blueprint. The enemy wants to destroy families. Why? Good question. Because he knows that families are the building blocks of God's kingdom. When families fall apart, society falls apart. And that is exactly what we are seeing today. God put men in a position of leadership, not to dominate or oppress, but to protect, to guide, to love, and to lead their families in truth and right. But what is happening right now? Men are being told that their role does not matter, that being a leader, a protector, a provider is somehow toxic or outdated, right? The world is trying to erase men from the equation, and the enemy is loving. I must keep reiterating Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authority, against the cosmic powers over this present dark, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly place. Brothers, this is not just a fight against culture or trends. I don't keep saying that. But this is a battle against the forces of darkness that want to destroy everything God has established. The enemy is terrified. Terrified of strong men who walk in their God-given authority. Why? Because strong men protect their family. Strong men lead with love and righteous. Strong men fight for what is right. And when men rise up in their God-given strength, the enemy's plan falls apart. This attack on masculinity is not just about control. It is about destroying the image of God. It's about destroying the image of God in men. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. When the world tries to tear down men, they are trying to distort that. They're trying to distort that image. The enemy knows that when men walk in the fullness of their identity in Christ, they are unstoppable. And let me tell you something. The enemy does not want men to know who they are. He wants men to be confused. He wants us to be weak and passive. He wants men to sit back and watch his families fall apart, as society crumbles, as evil runs wild. But here is the truth, folks. You were not created to sit on the sideline. You were created to stand up, to lead, and to fight, and to protect everything that God has called you, as you were that God has called good. God designed the family as a reflection of his relationship with us. A father is meant to reflect the strength, love, and guidance of God himself. A mother reflects the nurturing and care of God's heart. And together, they raise children in the knowledge of who God is. That is powerful. That is safe. That is exactly why the enemy wants to destroy. Brothers, we are living in the last days. The Bible is not just a collection of stories. It is prophetic. And we're seeing prophecies unfold right now in front of us. This is not just some distant future. It's happening right now. And the enemy knows it. That's why the attack on men, on families, and on everything God set in motion is more intense than ever. Matthew chapter 24, verse 6 through 8 tells us, "You will hear of wars and rumors of war. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines, earthquakes in various places." All these are the beginning. You look around, folks. Look all around. Wars, natural disasters, violence, chaos. These are not random events. These are the birth pains of the world reaching the end. 2 Timothy 3, 1-5 warns us about the people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Sound familiar? This is the spirit of the world that we're living in right now, people. People chasing after selfish desire and denying God. The enemy knows his time is short, folks, and that is why his attacks are relentless. He is targeting men because if he can weaken us, he can destroy family and society. God created men to lead, protect, and fight for righteousness. But today's world wants to strip us of that role. Think about this. In 1948, Israel, the nation that was scattered, became a nation again. This was a direct fulfillment of prophecy from Ezekiel chapter 37. God said he would bring the dry bones back to life. And we saw it happen, right? Prophecy fulfilled in our own life. Look at technology today. Revelation chapter 13, verse 16-17 talks about the mark of the beast and how no one will be able to buy or sell without it. Digital currency, AI, surveillance, it is all moving towards the fulfillment of prophecy. This is not just technological advance. This is part of God's timeline. These events are happening, and they are warning. They're warning signs. Basically. They're telling us that the time is short. We cannot sit back and wait for someone else to stand up. The world is in chaos, folks, and it is up to us as men of faith to rise up and take our place in this fight. We are in the middle of spiritual warfare, like I said earlier, and the stakes have never been higher. The enemy's goal is to destroy everything God created. Men, families, and the church are his main target. Why? Because if he can tear down men, he can destroy the family. And if he destroys the families, he weakens society and nation. God created the family as a reflection of God created the family as a reflection of his relationship with us. Fathers represent God's strength, love, and discipline. Mothers represent his nurturing and care, and together they raise children to know God. That is why the family is sacred, folks. That is exactly why the enemy is working so hard to destroy. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 tells us to put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil. The enemy is scheming right now. He wants men to be weak, to be passive, to sit by while the world falls apart. He wants families to crumble, society to break down, and men to lose their identity. But God has given us everything that we need to fight back. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 states, his divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life. Brothers, we are equipped. We're fully equipped, folks. We have been given the tools to stand firm in the face of this spiritual battle. But we need to make the choice to stand up, put on the armor, and fight. Urgency. We need urgency, folks. Light a fire under it. You hear me? There is no more time to sit on the sidelines. The attacks on masculinity, the family, and the church are only going to get worse. But here's the truth. We already know how this story is going to end. Guess what? Spoiler alert. The enemy loses. But right now, in this moment, we are called to fight. We are called to protect our families, to lead with courage, and to stand in the gap for our faith. We cannot afford to wait any longer. God has given us to be warriors. As you were, God has called us to be warriors in this spiritual battle. He has called us to rise up in the face of evil and say, not on my watch. No, not on my watch. Not today, Satan. The enemy may be working overtime to destroy what is good, but God has equipped us to stand firm and fight back. Brothers, we are at war, not just with culture, not just with trends, but with the powers of darkness that want to see us fall. This is not just about masculinity. This is about protecting everything that God has. Your strength is not toxic. Your leadership is not outdated. It is needed now. Now. It's needed now more than ever. God did not call us to be passive bystanders. God called us to be warriors of faith. He called us to stand in the gap and fight for our families, for our children,
for our community
and for his kingdom.
The enemy knows that the enemy knows that if he can destroy men, he can destroy families.
And if he can destroy families, he can destroy nations.
But God has given us everything that we need to stand strong.
Ephesians 6:13 says,
therefore,
take up the whole armor of God.
Take up the whole armor of God
that you may be able to withstand in the evil day.
And having done all to stand firm.
Put on that armor, folks. Stand firm in your identity as a man of God.
Do not let the world tell you who you are.
You are a warrior.
You are a leader.
You are a protector.
And now it is time to rise up and live like
that. So is masculinity lost?
Not lost yet,
but it's damn close.
If we keep letting the world tell us who we are,
it will be gone in the next generation.
The world wants weak men because weak men do not fight back.
Weak men do not protect their family.
Weak men do not challenge the system.
And make no mistake,
this system is built to
keep you weak.
But God did not make you weak, brother.
He made you strong.
He made you a warrior.
And now it is time to
act like it, folks.
It's time to reclaim what it means to be a man.
Not just any man,
but a man of faith,
a man of fortitude,
a man who stands in the face of a broken world
and says, I will not bow.
This is your full throttle moment, brother.
We are living in the last day.
This is not the time to sit on the sidelines or be passive.
The enemy is attacking everything that God put in place.
Men, families, the church.
And he's doing it because he knows his time is short.
Prophecies are being fulfilled right before our eyes.
We cannot afford to be weak, folks.
We cannot afford to be silent anymore.
God did not create you to be a bystander in this fight.
He made you a warrior.
He gave you strength,
not to apologize for it,
but to use it to protect everything
that he has called good.
The world wants you weak.
The world wants you
confused.
But God has called you to stand firm,
to rise up,
and to fight back.
Fight back with everything
he has given.
I'm going to say Ephesians 6:13 all over again.
Put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes,
you may be able to stand your ground.
Well, that day of evil is here, folks.
Time for waiting is over.
You have a decision to make.
Are you going to stand up and fight?
Or are you going to let the world tear you down?
This is your moment.
This is your call to arms.
God puts you on this earth
for a purpose.
And that purpose
is to be a protector,
a leader,
and a warrior of faith.
Do not let the enemy tell you who you are.
Do not let the world convince you that your strength is a problem.
God gave you that strength.
Stand in the gap.
To lead your family.
To fight for your faith.
And to pray.
So here it is.
Full throttle moment.
Get off the sideline.
Put on your armor.
And stand up.
And fight.
For your faith, your family, and your future.
Because brothers, the enemy is not going to stop.
And neither can we.
That is it for today, brother.
I've laid it all out.
That's on you.
Till next time,
keep believing.
Keep striving.
And keep living a life full of faith and fortitude.
Semper Fi, and God bless.